Community support is growing for a national urban park in Guelph, something proponents believe was buoyed by the recent revelation that the area's top elected officials are hesitant to stand behind it. Mayor Cam Guthrie, MP Lloyd Longfield and MPP Mike Schreiner signed a joint letter stating their reluctance to support the idea of turning the former Ontario Reformatory lands into a national urban park because of ongoing discussions about potential other public uses for the site. "We're definitely disappointed that these three men decided to go public with their parting of ways on this, but the reality is nothing's changed for us because none of them supported the park publicly in the first place," remarked Urban Park Guelph spokesperson P. Brian Scarrett. "And in fact, ironically, this has really helped galvanize public support." Longfield submitted a letter of support to the group last year, but the MP has now withdrawn it. If Parks Canada officials select the former OR lands as part of the plan to create a network of 15 national urban parks across the country, as was announced in 2021, proponents see it as a way to preserve the historic reformatory property, advance Indigenous reconciliation and maintain public accessibility. "We're forging ahead," Scarrett said. "The Three Levels letter hasn't really knocked us off our game, but in fact has really energized the organization and our supporters, which has been rewarding." Urban Park Guelph had 500 signs made for people to put up on their lawn and show support for the proposal. Scarrett said they were already running low, but because of the boost in public interest, discussions are now underway about ordering more. "I was handing out lawn signs on the weekend. We've had an uptick in sign distribution," said Scarrett, crediting the politicians' joint letter as the inspiration. "I think, in fact, it's the success we've been having that drove that letter to be written," he continued. "I've had a lot of conversations with people who have been shocked and want to rally around the concept of the park now in a way that they might not have." In addition to an uptick in lawn sign support, Scarrett said attendance at an Urban Park Guelph event planned for this Friday has tripled since the joint letter was brought to the public awareness. That event, set to run from 7 to 9 p.m. at Dublin Street United Church, features guest speakers who were key players behind the proposed Ojibwe National Urban Park in Windsor and the existing Rouge National Urban Park in Toronto, MP Brian Mass and Jan Summer respectively. In addition to individuals in the community, the proposal has received support from numerous groups and associations, including the Mississaugas of the Credit, Ontario Parks Association and, most recently, the Ontario Regional Committee of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment. "And now we're starting to get businesses endorsing us as well, local businesses, not just activists and advocacy groups," said Scarrett. "So it's really becoming a rallying point and a cause celeb among a lot of organizations and people, which is gratifying."